April 9th through the 15th is National Library Week, and we're talking libraries today with Paul Ramo, who's over by the Prairie Arts Center at the little free lending library over there. He's going to tell us all about that here today, and Paul, take it away.
All right. Thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, I'm in front of the Prairie Arts Center here in Madison during National Library Week, and with me is Deb Chester. Deb is the president of the Madison Library Board, and we're here to talk about kind of a neat project that's been in Madison here for, a year now, Deb? It's called the Little Free Library. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, I'm glad you're visiting the Little Free Library today, Paul.
Yes.
This was funded by an accumulation of patron donations to the Madison Public Library, and the Library Board had an idea to put the Little Free Libraries in town. So the first thing we did was went to the elementary school, and we asked the students in grades K through 4 to come up with a design for the Little Free Libraries. And they submitted, wonderful designs for us, and the board sat down and decided on two of them. And one of them that was chosen is located here at the Prairie Arts Center, and it's in the shape of a vending machine, and it was submitted by Lexi Glagey. And the other one is up by Theodore Slynn Park on the southwest corner, and it's in the shape of a book, and it was submitted by Shailene Scold. So Al Munson made the Little Free Libraries for us, and we got them up and running. And it is just the idea that you can come and take a book out of there, and if you have one you want to share, you put it in. It's open 24/7, so you don't have to, you know, think, well, I'd like a book, but the library's closed. Just come on by, reach in, and grab one. You don't have to return it to here. If you're in another town and there's a free library there, you can leave it wherever you want to.
And you don't have to have a library card or anything. It's open to the public. It's a great idea, and these girls here designed it?
Yes, they did, and they've been really active in even putting some books in. So in the Little Free Libraries, there's children's books, there's Westerns, there's Hallmark books, there's all different kinds, and even some of them that are on the top best-selling list, people have bought, and they read them once and don't know what to do with them, and so they're putting them into here. And I never know if people are there. I don't see people, but every time I come to put one in, there's different books here. So I know it's being used a lot.
So here's the idea of it. If you have a book you read or you want to, you know, lend it or give it to this lending, or it's not really just a free library. We call it the library on a stick, we'll call it. How about that?
That sounds perfect. And everyone will know what we're talking about, the libraries on a stick.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm going to give a book to this. It's my Sarah Palin Going Rogue book, and I'm going to donate that here. And I see as we're standing in front of it here, we've got a couple of books here that, what do we got, the Sundance Kid, the Deep, Dear Dad books, and there's some children, a lot of children books here, too.
Yes, so I'm hoping that parents now this summer will be walking by with their kids and let them look through here and grab a book out of it and take it home and read it.
Now, there's two locations here in Madison. Tell us where they are again, Deb.
Yes, here at the Prairie Arts Center, and then the other one is Theodore Slynn Park up by the swimming pool, and it's on the southwest corner.
And I know it gets used quite a bit, you said.
Yes, it does. I'm really surprised of the change of books, and sometimes you'll come by and there'll be nothing here. It's been all used except maybe a couple, and the next time I come by, it's full.
Yeah, it's really a neat design. It's kind of two shelves. They got Westerns, mysteries, biographies, science fiction, romance books. A few more romance books in here, too.
Yes, there's a good selection today of a lot of different books.
All right, great idea, Deb. And so if you're listening, it's a great idea just to come in front of the Prairie Arts Center down by the swimming pool park here in Madison and check out the books or donate a book to the Little Free Library.
Yeah, so thanks for stopping, Paul, and we hope to see lots of people using it this summer.
All right. Thanks, Deb.
Yep, bye.
That's Deb Chester, the president of the Madison Library Board, talking about the Little Free Library, two places here in Madison, as we mentioned. So let's use them. It's a great opportunity to read. And that's the during National Library Week here. So with that, Maynard, we'll turn it back to you.